Sometimes when you're dealing with a narcissist, you feel incredibly stressed and there's just not a whole lot you can do to change your mind. We've been talking about the neuroscience of recovery, and today we're going to kind of cover some really basic calm yourself down exercises, things that you can use to really start to change your life. How do you deal when those moments feel impossible to handle? How do you handle dealing with a narcissist, dealing with the aftermath of a narcissist, when times are really hard? So how do we deal with those moments of intense, extreme pressure? So today, queenbeing.com, we're going to talk about some breathing exercises and some other techniques you can use, as well as how to go from being stressed out and upset to being in your flow state. And we're going to talk about what all of that means and how exactly you can get there.
So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and on this channel, I offer free daily video coaching to help you discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse in toxic relationships. I like to call it toxic relationship rehab. So if that sounds good to you, hit that subscribe button and let's get going.
Today, we're going to discuss a technique that comes from NLP, which is called pattern interrupt. A pattern interrupt is basically a simple way to change someone's mind, someone's perception of a situation, change their state or their general strategy of life. Sounds complicated, right? It's not as much as you think. We've all got habits and patterns that we use in our lives, whether we intentionally chose them or not, they exist. And these patterns, while they're usually pretty helpful, sometimes they actually cause us more harm than good. And that is especially true when we're talking about dealing with someone who is abusive to us or the aftermath of that. We sometimes develop habits that can be harmful to ourselves. See, we kind of go on autopilot. And while autopilot, again, can be useful when it comes to getting up in the morning, getting our showers, getting out the door, things like this, going on autopilot when we're under a great deal of stress actually causes us to have more stress in certain ways. We kind of fall into the habit of feeling overwhelmed. We fall into the habit of remaining unhappy, unsatisfied, stressed out. So it's helpful that we find ourselves brushing our teeth in the morning. It's helpful that we find ourselves putting on our clothes, eating breakfast, having coffee, doing all the usual stuff. But it's not helpful when these patterns become detrimental to our recovery and to our lives in general. A few examples of that might include eating without thinking about it. It's mindless eating. It's something that we're doing out of habit, but then we end up gaining weight and feeling miserable about ourselves. Or tuning people out because we've learned that we need to tune out the narcissist, for example, in order to survive the craziness. So we tune people out, but then we find ourselves back on the other side going, wait a minute, what did that important person say? What did my child say? We forget to listen sometimes because we're so used to automatically tuning people out when we feel a little bit stressed. Maybe in some cases we exercise too hard because we exercise to reduce stress and we find ourselves overdoing it. We find ourselves in pain later. In general, these patterns can be essentially interrupted without even thinking about it. Have you ever been telling a story and someone interrupted you with a question, and even though you've told the story 1,000 times, you can't recall where you were in the story because someone interrupted you with a question? That's an example of a pattern interrupt. So you have kind of a momentary lapse. You sort of get a little confused. You're like, wait a minute, where was I again? It's almost like a little form of amnesia, right? Let's say, have you ever done this where you go into a room to get something or do something and you get there and you're like, wait, what was I doing again? Or you started to do something and you got interrupted and then you couldn't remember what it was you were doing in the first place. Here's the thing. When you find yourself in that kind of confusing state, it actually opens you up for something else. And that is a new perspective, a new form of clarity if you choose to use it that way. So let's talk about pattern interrupts and how they can be useful really quickly. You can interrupt your patterns when you're feeling just blah, like you can't do anything, you feel stuck. So for example, one of the really best ways to do that is like if you're feeling overwhelmed, let's say by housework, you might find yourself just sitting there looking around going, oh my God, how am I going to get all this done, right? And then you do nothing because of your overwhelm. Well, that's a habit. Next time you're sitting in your house and you're looking around going, oh my God, how am I going to get all this stuff done? Do one thing. Just go clear off a table or clear off a little tiny spot, clean out your sink, make your bed, something small, and you'll find that your pattern of thinking, oh my God, what am I gonna do? I can't do this, is interrupted, and you actually might end up changing your whole life with that one move. So what are a few things that you can do to interrupt your patterns then? One thing you could do is maybe step outside. you know, on the front porch, pace back and forth for 5 minutes, come back in, whole life changes, whole perception changes. Another thing you can do, we've talked about before, do the four corners technique, where you follow the four corners of your phone or your TV or your wall or your door, or any square, follow the four corners clockwise for 2 minutes with your eyes. It changes your perception somehow. Try taking a different route to work one day, or try not watching TV for a week, or try laughing. Sometimes just watching a funny video on YouTube or a funny show or funny movie can change your whole perception. Change whatever it is. Just do something different than you normally do. One of the simplest pattern interrupts is an affirmation. So what I like to do is, if I find myself thinking really negative thoughts or feeling unhappy or feeling miserable, what I like to do is go, nope, I now cancel that thought and replace it with this affirmation of my true divine desire. And then I say what it is I really want as opposed to what I really don't want. Makes a huge difference in the way that I perceive my life. And that, my friend, your perception is where change begins. You bring about what you think about. So carefully cultivate what you're thinking about. Remember, whatever's in your head is what's coming to you. So drop all the negative thoughts. Try to stay focused on what you want. It does get better, I promise. Little bit by little bit, day by day, it gets a little better. I promise you it does. Stay focused on what you want, not what you don't want. Only worry about what you can control, and don't worry about what you can't control, because you can't control it. Remember that pattern interrupts are incredibly useful to you because they change your perception. They shake up your thoughts a little bit. They open the possibility for something new to happen, for new thoughts to instill in your head, and quite honestly, for new things to happen in your lifetime. Knowing that is an important part of the process. It's much easier to change, redirect a pattern that's just a little shaky than it is to deal with a rigid pattern, right? But it can still be done. When you interrupt a pattern, even a rigid one, you're left feeling like you don't know where to go next. It kind of feels confusing. This will naturally open your mind, your subconscious, to whatever it is that you decide to do with it. So you become highly influenceable in that sense. Here's the power of the pattern interrupt. The way our minds work, they naturally excel at automatic programming, automatic autopilot. When we interrupt ourselves, when we create a pattern interrupt ourselves in our lives, we are essentially able to reprogram our minds intentionally if we choose to use it to our advantage. Here's the key to all of it. What it all comes down to is that it's very difficult to make change without intending it. Consciously intending it. See, the subconscious mind is great at autopilot, but it sucks at making rational, logical decisions. The conscious mind makes the rational, logical decisions. So that's where it all comes together. This is your opportunity right now to leverage this technique. By breaking your patterns with some small move that's different, you open your subconscious. You begin to focus on nothing. You find yourself feeling confused subconsciously. That's when your conscious mind can step in and intentionally create your new reality. Because your subconscious mind goes, okay, wait, what was I doing? Okay, wait, what were we talking about? And then you get to insert new instructions right there. And you get to choose how it goes from there. So whatever your habit is that you're trying to change, whatever it is about yourself, let's say you want to not be focused on the negative people. Well, each time you find yourself feeling sad, feeling lonely, feeling angry, feeling like you wish you could be somewhere that you can't be, you can interrupt that pattern. Nope, I'm going to cancel that thought. I'm going to focus on this instead. Or stand up and jump up and down 10 times. Or walk around in three circles. Or go outside and walk around the block once, come back. Then your subconscious mind is like, wait, what were we talking about? What are we doing right now? And then your conscious mind goes, oh yeah? Oh yeah. Well, here's what we're going to do instead. Now we're going to think we're happy and that we're free. We're not being abused anymore. Everything is awesome. We have freedom. We have peace and life is good. See, then the two can come together and eventually you can actually sort of fool your subconscious into becoming happy. It's a beautiful thing, my friend. One of the easiest ways to stay calm under pressure is to control your breathing. Once you learn how to do this, it will help you stay calmer and avoid being pushed over into that stress response that makes you sick in so many different ways.
Let's talk about equal breathing. This is a technique from yoga, which essentially requires that you breathe in and out through your nose. While you do this, you maintain your breath for an equal amount of time on the inward and outward breaths. So you might breathe out for 4 seconds and then breathe in for 4 seconds. This helps you to empty your lungs and fill them with fresh oxygen. The slow, deep breathing will allow you to trigger your rest and digest state, which is similar but slightly different to the fight or flight state, which is controlled by the parasympathetic nervous system. And this is a great way to stave off an anxiety response. Next, we're going to cover breathing from the stomach. This is another breathing technique to try, and it's simply to breathe from the stomach. So if you try breathing right now and note whether your stomach or chest moves first, you might well find that you breathe by leading with your chest. This will limit the amount of oxygen that you can take in with each breath, and that can increase stress. Instead, breathe by first allowing your abdomen to expand. Use those muscles and expand your abdominal cavity. This will allow your diaphragm to drop into that space, opening up your lungs. Then you can follow by expanding your chest, and you will have more space in total to take in more oxygen. Let's talk about power positions. Power positions are those which have been shown by research to trigger the production of positive stress-fighting hormones. One of those is called the victory pose. If you simply stand with your arms above you in a V-shape, like you had just won a competition, this will increase your production of testosterone and other good feel-good hormones, helping you to feel more confident and more driven. Of course, it's always best to do this kind of somewhere private before the event that you're nervous about.
Now we're going to talk about the flow state. What's the flow state? How do you get to the flow state? How do you do it when you're under pressure? And what's the value of it? Ready? Take a look.
How to tap into flow states for flawless performance under pressure. A flow state is a near-mythical psychological state that makes us calm, alert, and highly able to react and respond to what's going on around us. Flow states are the mental states we go into when we're hurtling down the side of a snowy mountain on a snowboard, and the state we enter into when we're able to quickly respond to a falling object and thereby catch it in just the nick of time. Flow states also give us the ability to stay fixated on work without distraction, or to lose ourselves in conversation to the extent that we don't notice the passage of time. Flow states are sometimes referred to as being in the zone, and chances are that most of us have experienced them at one time or another. In fact, it's suggested that most athletic records were broken by athletes who had unintentionally tapped into flow states, and it's suggested that flow states might be the key to many major breakthroughs in science and business. What's happening in the brain during a flow state? In reality, flow states are dictated by the production of a whole bunch of different neurotransmitters and hormones that bear really close resemblance to those produced during stress or the fight or flight response. And these include adrenaline, noradrenaline, dopamine, serotonin, cortisol. But it's likely that the brain also produces more serotonin than it would during fight or flight. There are also large quantities of anandamide, which is the bliss hormone that is associated with marijuana use. This combination of neurotransmitters is also combined with a brain state called temporohypofrontality. This means that activity in the prefrontal cortex is temporarily subdued, essentially allowing the brain to act without the critical inner voice or second guessing. This is what enhances reactions and creates the sense of time almost slowing down. Meanwhile, anandamide increases creative problem solving, while the serotonin and dopamine enhances the senses, reflexes, and more. So how do you trigger a flow state instead of anxiety? Well, essentially, the chemical makeup of a flow state is very similar to stress, but combined with bliss, the feel-good hormone. In other words, we kick into a state of heightened awareness when we think something is highly important or possibly even dangerous. The difference, though, is that we aren't afraid at this point, and instead, we enjoy it, leading to the sense of elation. So the next time you feel stressed, try to view it as an enjoyable challenge, and you might just be able to tap into your full potential.
Okay, this brings me to the question of the day. Question of the day.
Question of the day. And the question of the day is,
are you familiar with neuro-linguistic programming, NLP? Are you familiar with pattern interrupt? Have you tried this? Will you try it now? Has it worked for you? Do you think it'll work for you? What do you do when you're stressed out and you feel like you can't go any further? What do you do to keep going?
Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. All right, that's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. I want to take a quick minute to just give a quick shout out to my amazing channel members. You guys rock. Thank you so much for being your awesome selves and for all of your support helping me to help our fellow survivors discover, understand, and overcome narcissistic abuse and toxic relationships. It means more to me than I can say. Thank you again so much. My amazing channel members include Charity, Steph, Dana, Mo Cowboy, Shay, Christina, Ray Ray, T, Christy, Boku, Alda, Smith & Wesson, Ms. Lisa, Martha, Freedom Lee, Mindy, Lynn, Marsha, Linnell, Phoenix, Cherie, Alice, Carrie, Angel, Bible News Radio, Linda, Charlie, Laura, Pierlala, Janet, Paul, Delilah, Sarah Lee, Marlene, James F., Trisha, Life's Revival, Lorenzo, Deborah, Roxanne, Susan, and my very first supporter, Angela Falsetto. Thank you. Again, I just want to say thank you so much for hitting that join button. Your support really does mean a lot to me. Thank you again. All right. That's all I've got for you right now. But as always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you over there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.